Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Ngayong taon, ang figure skater na nakasuot ng hijab, si Zara Larry, ay sumikat sa mundo bilang kauna-unang skater sa kompetisyon mula United Arab Emirates o UAE. Subalit kaunti lamang ang nakakaalam na isa sa mga tao na nasa likod ng kanyang tagumpay ay isang Australiano. Narito ang ulat ni Kerry Armstrong na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Isang tawag mula sa United Arab Emirates para mamuno ng programa ng figure skating nito ay maaring malaking sorpresa para sa maraming tao. Subal si Emilia Asan ay hindi isa sa mga ito. Ang Australianong skater na ipinanganak sa Russia ay figure skating coach mula Brisbane ay nagsabing mas nagalak siya kaysa nagulat noong nakarang taon para mapakinggan ang isang bagong bansa na tinataguyod ang laro.
New nations are coming up all the time. India was sort of the first one, I think, that broke through that sort of shock that they had a figure skater on the world standing. So, you kind of look for the next countries that are going to come out and bring out figure skaters.
Subalit, inamin ni Asan ang pagka-coach kay Zara Larry na nakasuot ng hijab ay may kasamang maraming hamon. Unang-una, si Zara ang kauna-unang skater ng UAE na makakalaban sa pandaigdigang entablado.
The first international competition she ever went to, they wanted to deduct her for that costume piece because that's not ever been seen before. It's something new and they wanted to see it, they wanted to have a look at the headscarf and how it sat so to make sure that it wasn't going to, fall off or come off on the ice. So that was the first challenge, but since then, no one's given her any deductions for costuming.
Sinabi ni Asan, mayroon pa rin mga naninira sa ngayon, kasama na yung mga sariling kababayan ni Larry at mga babae na naniniwala na hindi tama ang kanyang ginagawa para sa mga kabataang Muslim na babae.
Certainly through interviews and through social media, there is always like going to be people that disagree and have very, more extreme and conservative views, which still look backwards and don't think that this is an appropriate thing for women to do. Sports in general, let alone a sport where, you're performing out there in tight clothing.
Subalit, sinabi ni Emilia Hassan, maraming mga sumusuporta sa UAE. Kasama na rito ang mga magulang ni Larry. At balik sa Brisbane ngayon, sinabi niya si Larry ay maraming hinahangad para sa inaharap.
Her ultimate goal is to represent her country in the Winter Olympics, to be the first to represent her country in the Winter Olympics. Because in the Summer Olympics, they've got someone contesting for the Emirates, but no one yet in the Winter Olympics.
Para kay Asan mismo, ang pananatili niya ng halos 12 buwan sa UAE ay nagbigay rin ng malaking hamon para sa kanya. Sinabi niya marami siyang naharap na hamon na hindi siya nasanay na harapin di tulad sa Brisbane.
I think the difference is because the sport isn't developed, your job does take on other roles of trying to educate people within facilities even of how to upkeep, ice, how you should take care of it, what sort of conditions we should have, and even educating people around as to, what training sessions would be like.
Subalit sinabi niya, habang lumalaki ang laro sa bansa, ang mga hamong iyon ay dahang-dahang nawawala.
I think it's fantastic that they have Zara pushing so hard and really taking it in a stride, and it's great that she's doing a lot of media and publicity, because without that, there's not going to be the knowledge and there's not going to be the desire for other people to come, and it will change the minds of more people within the country.
Sinabi pa ni Asan, umaasa din siya na makakatulong ito na mahikayat ang mas maraming mga babae na makilahok sa laro at patuloy na maglaro sa kanilang pagtanda.
There's other women in UAE that are doing other sports, which is already pushing parents to think that they can take their kids to sport just because they're girls. They don't have to stop as soon as they turn 12 or 13. They can keep going with the sports, and, you know, that doesn't change them. They're still women. They're still going to be feminine, and they'll still be able to study and do everything else that they are expected to.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.